Om Saraswati Namaha. On page 358, the prayer for forgiveness. Continually, I commit thousands of mistakes, O Supreme Goddess, but understanding that I am only trying to serve you, please forgive them all. I don't know how to welcome you. I don't know how to say goodbye. I don't know how to worship you, O Supreme Goddess. Please forgive me. O Empress of the Gods, I know nothing of mantras. I don't know the ways of righteous conduct. I am devoid of devotion, but oh my goddess, please be satisfied with my worship and let it be complete. One who commits 100 faults, yet calls for the mother of the universe, yet calls for the mother of the perceivable universe, neither Brahma nor the other gods can rise to the upliftment that is received. Nobody compares to anybody who calls for the Divine Mother. As soon as we recognize that we're children of God and we call out sincerely for the Divine Mother, not Brahma, not any of the other gods can reach to the status of that individual. O Mother of the Universe, I am guilty of error and I take refuge in you. I am worthy of compassion. Do as you will. O Goddess, whatever performance that was committed through ignorance, forgetfulness, or confusion, all of that, O Goddess, O Supreme Goddess, please forgive. O may you be so gracious. O Ruler of the Desire, Mother of Existence, embodiment of truth, consciousness, and bliss, please accept this offering with love. O Supreme Divinity, be pleased. O Goddess, you are the protector of the most secret of all mystical secrets. Please accept the recitation that I have offered and grant to me the attainment of perfection. Om. This is a piece written by Shankaracharya. There's one for Shiva, there's one for Vishnu, there's one for Durga. He wrote for all of them. It's an errors and omissions clause. It comes at the end of every successful chant. We just say, we did the best we could. And if there was anything lacking in our performance, either tell us what was lacking and how we can do it better, or accept it the way it was. You have those two choices. You forgive us for any mistakes and show us how to make it better. Whatever performance, again, through for ignorance, forgetfulness, or just plain confusion. Whatever we did wrong, Ma, please forgive us. Our hearts are in the right place. Our bodies are in the right place. Please help us keep our minds in the right place too. Are there any questions about Kshama Prarthana? Yes, please.
The protector of the most secret of mystical secrets, which is?
That's the mystery. And you have to go deep inside to the most secret place in order to understand the mystery. It's mysterious because it's not definable. It's defined as neti, neti, not this and not that. It's the most secret of mystical secrets. The place deep, deep inside where you go to commune with Mother. So if she's gracious, she'll open the door and say, come on in. And if not, she'll say, okay, do a little more sadhana, do a little more tapasya. That's why we're asking her, please accept our offering to you. Here we are, we're offering to you with the greatest intensity of our capacity, with the greatest intensity of awareness, the greatest sincerity of which we're capable. And we're praying to you to give us greater sincerity and greater focus and greater attentiveness so that we can enter into that secret place where she's protecting the most secret of mystical secrets. Let's go on to the 32 names of Durga. On page 361, Atha Durga Dvatrinsanamamalam. Durga Durgarti Samani, Durga Padmini Barini, Durga Machedini, Durga Sadini, Durga Nasini, Durga Todarini, Durga Niantri, Durga Mapaha, Durga Maganada, Durga Deutsche Loka Dabanala, Durga Ma, Durga Maloka, Durga Atma Svarupini, Durga Marga Prada, Durga Avidya, Durga Masrita, Durga Magyana Sangstana, Durga Madhyana Pasini, Durga Moha, Durga Maga, Durga Martha Svarupini, Durga Masura Sangantri, Durga Mayuta Darini, Durga Mangi, Durga Mata, Durga Mya, Durga Meshwari, Durga Bhima, Durga Bama, Durga Ba, Durga Darini, Nama Balimi Mangyastu, Durgaya Mama Manapa, Patet Sarva Pajam Bhakto, Bhavishyati Na Sangshaya, Om. Om Sam Saraswati Namaha, on page 361, the Rosary of 32 Names of Durga, the Reliever of Difficulties, who puts difficulties at peace, Dispeller of Difficult Adversities, who cuts down difficulties, the Performer of Discipline to expel difficulties, the Destroyer of Difficulties. Who holds the whip to difficulties, who sends difficulties to ruin, who measures difficulties, who makes difficulties unconscious, who destroys the world of difficult thoughts. The mother of difficulties, the perception of difficulties, the intrinsic nature of the soul of difficulties, who searches through difficulties, the knowledge of difficulties, the extrication from difficulties, the continued existence of difficulties, whose meditation remains brilliant when in difficulties, who deludes difficulties, who resolves difficulties, who is the intrinsic nature of the object of difficulties, the annihilator of the egotism of difficulties, bearer of the weapon against difficulties, the refinery of difficulties, who is beyond difficulties, accessible with difficulty, the Empress of Difficulties, who is terrible to difficulties, the Lady of Difficulties, the Illuminator of Difficulties, who cuts off difficulties. Whoever will recite this garland of the names of Durga, the Reliever of Difficulties, will be freed from every type of fear without a doubt. Now, how can you have any fear if the Reliever of Difficulties is on your team?
I thought it would say it's free from every type of difficulty.
Yes, but it doesn't. It says, Pate Sarva Boyan Mukto. Boyan Mukto. I'm sorry. I had to be honest to the text. Yes, please.
Swami, this is not about any of this, but what's the concept behind either 32 names or 101 names, 1,001 names? Why is the scriptures are, what they're trying to convey by saying every attribute is the same within the divinity? Or what's the concept behind giving 1,000 names or 5,000 names or 50,000 names? Why do it? Why isn't one name enough?
One name is enough if you can stay in contemplation of one name. However, the mind is fickle, some of us may have noticed. The mind just wants to think about something else. So the Rishi said, if you're going to think about something else, think about another name of God. You eat different food?
So many different
foods. If the mind will sit still in one name, then you have no necessity for the scriptures. However, if your mind has a tendency to roam, then direct it into the most pure place to roam that you can possibly think of, the name of God. Now, if you can't say one name of God over and over and over without losing focus, then say two names of God, or 32, or 108, or 1,000, or 5,000, or continually recite the name of God. Any other questions?
Swami.
Yes.
Since tomorrow's Navaratri, do you have a story or an explanation for why the autumn Navaratri is devoted to Durga?
Yes.
Or, you know, how did that come to be?
Kamala, I have a story for everything.
I know you did.
Let's go on with the main text and we'll talk about it. March Chaitra,
yeah.
In March. March.
No, Pi Navaratri.
The spring.
Spring Navaratri, that time all astrologer gallery bright everything. Everything bright. And that time sadhana, as much you can, the sadhana in that time, you can get more light, more light.
Also, the spring Navaratri was the time of the planting, and the fall Navaratri was the time of the harvest. So there was a celebration that it's over for a while. The work is going to cease. And now here we do. Today was Mahalai, the great dissolution. Lai, Srishti, Stiti, Lai. Srishti means creation. Stiti means circumstance or preservation. Lai means dissolution, transformation. Mahalai is the great transformation, the great dissolution. Today, we dissolved everything outside the mandir. It just doesn't even exist anymore. Don't even have to think about it. It was the great dissolution. And today we performed the Mahalai Shrad. We performed the memorial ceremony in honor of all of our departed relatives. And I'm sure almost everybody in the room had some relatives on the list.
Yeah.
And we read all the names and we offered pinda, a rice cake made out of rice flour and bananas. And we offered that at the altar, and we offered it to all the beings of the universe in honor of our departed relatives, because we wanted to thank them for making such a beautiful creation, for allowing us to have the awareness that we have today. We're in a beautiful place with a beautiful people doing beautiful things. And we just want to say thank you to everybody who had any part in bringing us here. So after our morning worship, we performed the Mahalai Shrad, the memorial ceremony, which concluded the last creation. For 9 days and nine nights, Navaratri, we have nothing to do but worship. That's what we came to do. All we have is worship. At the end of which, there'll be a new creation. And we'll see what part Mother gives to each of us to play in the new creation. She may give us some of the things that we gave to her at the beginning, or she may not. We'll find out at the end of the old, at the beginning of the new creation. So here we've harvested all the karma, all the fruits of the karma that we planted previously. We turned around and said thank you to everybody who brought us to this place. And now all we have to do is worship. Focus our minds in the names of God. And read the Chandipat. And worship her through our karma yoga as well. At the end of which, she'll give us a new creation. And then we'll see what type of creation we get next time. What our part is in the new creation. That's why this fall Navaratri. Let's move on. Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha. On page 364, Atha Devi Aparadha Kshamapana Stotram. Namantram no yantram tadapicha na jade stutimako na chawanam dhyanam. Tadapi cha na jane stuti katha, na jane mudraste, tadapi cha na jane pilapanam, param jane matastvad, anusaranam klesha haranam, pitera gyanena, drabina brirakena lasatvaya, Videya shakti yatvat tabacharin yorya chuti rabhut tadetat ksham tabiyam janani saklo darini shive kuputro jayeta kvachidapi kumata napavati prithivyam putraste Janani bhakavasanti sarala paramte shangmaye virala taralo aham tabastata madiyo yam dhyaga samuchitamitam no tabasive kuputro jayeta kvachidapi gumata napavati Jagan matar matastaba charana seva narachita navadattam devi drabinam api bhuyastava maya tatapi dvam sneham mai nirupamam yalpa kuruse kuputro jayeta Quachidapi gumata nabhavati Pariti yakta deva vivida vida seva kulatvaya Maya panchasite radhikam panite duvayasi Hidanin jain matastabayati kripana pipavita Niralambo lambo dra jananin kamyami sarnam Shwapako jalpako bhavati madupako pamagira Niratanko ramko viyarati chiramko tikeneke Tabaparne karne vishati manuarne palamidam Janako janite janani janani yang japavido Chitabasmalipo garalashamanam dipatadaro Shachadari kante bujakapati pari pashupati Kapali bhutesha vajati jagadishai kapadbing Pabani twatpani grahana paripati palamidam Namokshasnya kancha bhavavivavancha pichaname Na bigya na piksa sa sumiki suke cha pinapuna. Atastuam samyache janani jananang yatu mamawe. Ritani rudrani siva siva babani te japataha. Naradita si vidina vivido pachare kim rukcha chintana parir na kritam bachoviki shametami bayadi kinchana mayanate datse kripa muchitamam baparanta viva apatsu magnang smadarnang twadiyong kurumi durge kurunar nabesi nechatatatwang mama babaita shudatri sharta jananing sparanti jagadamba vichitra matrakim puripurna karunasti jainmai aparada param praparam nagimata subhapeksate sutam matsa mahapatiki nasti papagni twatsamanaki ebongya twa mahadevi yatha yogyam tatakuru yatha yogyam tatakuru yatha yogyam tatakuru om om sang sarasvati namaha. On page 364, and now a song seeking forgiveness from the goddess for the commission of offenses. Mother, I don't know mantras nor yantras, nor can I sing your praise. I don't know how to welcome you, nor how to meditate on your presence. Neither do I know how to sing your glories, nor how to show your mystical signs, nor even how to lament. But I shall keep on calling you, you who take away the difficulties of all. Listen to the humility of a true devotee. These are the worshipers who worship for so many years and wrote verses of Sanskrit saying, I don't know how to worship you. This is the quality of a true devotee, not those who proclaim themselves to be gurus and sit up on a throne and say, I'm going to teach you the way to worship. But the devotee who says, I don't know how to worship, I'm still trying. But mother, I'm going to keep on trying. I'm not giving up. Oh, energy of infinite goodness, mother of the universe, I don't know the systems of worship. Neither have I sufficient wealth with which to serve you. My nature is lazy, and I don't know the correct performance of worship. For these reasons, whatever deficiencies exist in my service to your lotus feet, please pardon, O mother, because a child can be bad, but a mother can never be bad. Moms aren't bad. They love their kids no matter what we do. They just keep loving their kids. Mother, on this earth you have so many honest and simple children, and among them I am your extremely fickle child. I alone am the most inconstant. O goddess of goodness, it is not fitting for you to discard me, because a child can be bad, but a mother can never be bad. O mother of the universe, O goddess, I have yet to serve your respected lotus feet. I have not offered my wealth to you lavishly. Even still, you show your most excellent love to this worthless being, because a child can be bad, but a mother can never be bad. O mother of all auspiciousness, I have abandoned the service of various gods, being absorbed in multifarious activities for many years, at least 50. Some of us a little more. Now I am fully dependent on you. If you don't show your grace to me, where else shall I go to take refuge? I have abandoned all other pursuits, all other objectives, all other values, all other divinities, all other forms of worship. All I want is you. So, please, I'm fully dependent on you. Mother of Excellence, your mantra has such power that if even one letter should touch the ear, a fool becomes an eloquent speaker, and his discourse becomes an excellent exposition. Evidence is presented before you. When hearing but one letter can produce such an effect, then who can speak for those souls who regularly perform your worship according to the injunctions of Scripture? What excellent result will be attained by them? If one letter could make a fool into an excellent speaker, just think what would happen if we did the whole puja regularly. What result would accrue from that type of behavior? He who besmears his body with ashes from the funeral pyre, who consumes the poison, who remains naked, who has long matted locks of hair and wears the king of snakes around his neck as a garland, who has in his hand a cup made of bone, that lord of spirits, lord of animals, who is known as the lord of the universe, Shiva. How did he acquire his greatness? He simply accepted your hand in marriage, O Empress of Being. That is the method of his attainment. He just married you, the Divine Mother. That's how he became the Lord of the Universe. Nothing that he did on his own. Just chose the right woman to hang out with. Oh, Mother, from whose face shines forth the luster of the moon, I have no desire for liberation, nor expectation of status in the eyes of others. Neither do I search for worldly knowledge or comfort. From you I have only one earnest entreaty, that I pass my life in contemplation of the names: the Compassionate One, Reliever of Sufferings, Infinite Goodness, the Female Ruler of Being. What would I do with liberation? Only somebody who is bound wants liberation. Somebody who's in love is already free. So we don't need any liberation because we're not bound. And we don't need status in the eyes of human beings because we know that's not worth much, if anything at all.
Swami?
Yes, please.
In that last verse, are they talking about Shiva or Shiva?
Shiva, masculine. Accepted Shiva, feminine, as his wife.
Because Rudra is called Rudrani.
Yes, but that's... I'm sorry, because Rudra is called Rudrani.
The last line in this...
In verse 7?
In verse 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're saying I'm calling you the various names of God, masculine and feminine. Okay. Oh, unknowable one, I have no such capacity to please you with worship according to the scriptures, with the offering of various articles. Always thinking of my own deficient circumstances, what mistakes has my speech not revealed? Still, O Mother, you make the effort to place your gracious look upon me, this helpless one, that verifies your worthiness. You are such a compassionate mother as to be able to give even a bad child like me a refuge and mercy. O Mother, reliever of difficulties, ocean of mercy, I am remembering you today, having fallen into difficulties. I request you to disregard my wickedness. We call you as children perplexed by hunger and thirst would remember their mother being away from her breast. We're going to make enough noise until you pay attention to us. Just like children who are perplexed by hunger and thirst calling their moms. Mom, we're going to ring bells, we're going to blow conch shells, we're going to beat on the drum, we're going to sing and yell and jump up and down until you come and pay attention to us. Mother of the universe, it is no surprise that you bestow your abundant mercy and grace on me, your child, who commits error after error continually. You are mother. Hence, you cannot disregard or ignore me, your child. You're the mother, and there's no way you can disregard your child, even if we're worthless children, even if we're badmashes, even if we're getting into trouble all the time. You have to show your grace to us. O great goddess, there is no greater evildoer than I, and there is no other who takes away sin as you. With such understanding, do what is proper. Take away all my deficiencies, all my faults, and make us better than we are. Om.
I have a question.
Please.
So like a child, you know, making a lot of noise, of course the mother would still love the child.
Sure.
But if the child was good and did everything, you know, the way they're supposed to, wouldn't the mother even, I don't know what the right word is, appreciate, or they wouldn't take that for granted. Of course, they'd always love the child whether they're good or misbehaving, but sometimes I think, you know, being good would get the attention of the mother more because they'd be so appreciative.
That's why we're trying to study what it means to be good. That's what the scripture is about. It's a roadmap of what other good children did when they were behaving themselves. And some of the things that we should avoid so that we won't misbehave. But it's very interesting. Sri Ma will cook for all the children that are here, and then she'll worry about the ones who are not.
The two that went out today that weren't here for lunch.
She knows who didn't have lunch. And believe me, a child can be bad, but a mother is never bad.
So when you go to the mother, it's okay to self-deprecate a little bit, to lay it all out and to be completely bare and all.
Well, certainly you have no secrets from mother, and you have no secrets from your guru. How can you have a guru that you're hiding things from? Is that possible? How? You might as well just say, here it is, mother. Because when she picks it up and she looks underneath the carpet, she's going to see what's there. And where you've tried to hide whatever you tried to hide. Remember, gu karas tvanda karas cha ru kara tejas uchate. The syllable gu means darkness, and the syllable ru means illumination. And the guru is the illuminator of darkness. She takes away the darkness and replaces it with illumination. She's the light and the dark. And so if we try to hide things from the guru or hide things from God or come to God with the self-conceit of knowing the right way of worshiping and therefore God must obey our commands, we haven't quite understood the meaning of the scripture. The meaning of the scripture is we are trying to the best of our ability to become a little bit better. And that means we're going to put all of our darkness out there and then illuminate the light.
And face it.
And go beyond it. Thank you.
What, in the context of that scripture, what is the difference between humility and self-deprecation?
Oh, there's a significant difference. Self-deprecation will point out all of our faults, and humility will point out all of her greatness. When we are self-deprecating, we're reciting the litany of our faults. And when we are truly humble, we're reciting all of her praises and extolling her greatness. So those who are self-deprecating are actually servants of the ego, reciting, I. Whereas those who are truly humble are really coming and offering to her and raising her up, not putting themselves down. And that would be the difference between humility and self-deprecation.
And also to be in her presence and to see her purity and to be around her purity, you'd have more sense of what your faults would be and probably have more of awareness of where you need to lay that down, surrender that, probably more of an awareness of.
Certainly, that's the value of satsang. We gather inspiration to improve ourselves, to purify ourselves, to learn new things, new ways to become truly humble, and to move beyond self-deprecation into true humility. Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha. The next one we have is the Siddha Kunjika Stotram, and that should take us a little bit of time because it's quite lengthy. Even though it's only a few verses, there are a couple of footnotes there that we could spend a week or two on. If not 1,000 days.
8 days.
So we'll come back the next time and talk about this song that gives the key to perfection. That tells us the meaning of the secret. Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha. Namaste.